Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I got a bunch to unload on you today. We're going to have Alex Newman, just did his show 15 minutes ago, and I'm going to pull him up on this show because he wanted to talk about this. And this was his call, not mine, okay? So I just wanted to share that with you, and we'll get to that in just a couple minutes. I was also doing some preparatory work for videos. So on sonsoflibertymedia.com, if you go over there and you go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page, you can also find educational channel on there where we have literally, I believe it's up to 200 educational videos that are timeless. And we are doing our best to give you a referral to answer every objective by bringing in the objective is this, judgment upon the heads of the issues that you're unlawfully dealing with today. So I'm saying this because I just did a video a couple minutes ago, and I have to do the audio, and then we send it over to our team who puts the videos together. He's in Annandale, Minnesota as well, where the studios are at right now. And what was interesting is I found this, and I want you to listen carefully because we warn of this continuously. This was Daniel, it wasn't Daniel O'Connell, it was actually President George Washington, who said, if we mean to support the liberty and independence which have cost us so much blood and treasure to establish, we must drive away the demon of party spirit and local reproach. What is constantly being fed during the news feeds? The demon of party spirit. Who warned us to beware of a party system that is outside of our constitutional republic more than our forefathers did? Well, they established what we have today. It's all premised, again, on divide and conquer. Jesus warned us of this, right? And, of course, this is where George got his information from, Mark 3:25. But, again, think of that, friends. If we mean to support the liberty, Americans, and independence, which have cost us so much blood and treasure to establish, we must drive away the demon of party spirit and local reproach. Oh, my goodness, folks. This video and audio that I did this morning, I did the audio, he does the video. It's called Put These Quotes That Are in the Capitol Building Up Against the Modern Day Politicians. And I'm giving all of these quotes, which are all premised on the Word of God, which are inscribed into the walls of the Capitol in the state of Minnesota. And at every quote that's given, what it does is it brings the transgressions to light. When the commandment comes, sin revives. I give them the commandment that are written on the wall, right? And I'm not stuck. I'm just saying it twice because men need to be told things twice. Men need to be told things twice, right? Samuel, Samuel, Moses, Moses, Abraham, Abraham. Outside of that, friends, what they do is they lay to charge our local politicians as being the criminals that they are. Because every one of these quotes stands against them. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. With Moses and the Ten Commandments in the Supreme Court chambers. It goes on. And it goes on. God's law makes it easier to do right and harder to do wrong. This is inscribed on the Capitol, or in the Capitol in the state of Minnesota. Justice is the idea of God, the ideal of man. Theodore Parker. Laws are the very bulwarks of liberty. They define every man's rights that come from God and defend the individual liberties of all men. So where are the sodomites getting off feeling that they can attack the people when the laws in this country condemn their very actions? The same thing with the communists, the subversives, those that stand in contrast to God's moral law. Where are they getting? Where are they assuming that authority to go ahead and perch themselves up to attack the American people? When Americans, everything's in your favor. God's laws condemn them. Here, I'm going to say this too. To uphold and to magnify God's laws in condemning crime is not hate. Folks, the guilty, those that hate God, are calling his law that makes reference to their crimes, Romans 3:20, as hate. Listen carefully. To uphold and to magnify God's laws in condemning crime, friends, is not hate. It is a mercy. It is a mercy out of love to a society that loves God, for love is the fulfilling of the law when it condemns the crime. And when the law condemns the crime, what is that to the innocent? It is a protection of the rights of the innocent, the law-abiding Americans in this country that are saved by grace through faith, and that not of themselves. It is the gift of God, Ephesians 2:8. My goodness, folks. I'm just getting excited about looking at it here. Daniel Webster, another inscription on the walls of the Capitol in Minnesota. Listen carefully. The law is made to protect the innocent by punishing the guilty. You have a bunch of politicians trying to protect the guilty and punish the innocent. And it's for the people of the United States of America to go to their capitals, because rest assured, you're going to find the same thing in your state capital. I'm just trying to figure out where it is that the American people have given ear to the likes of these subversive organizations like the SPLC and the ACLU, as if to suggest they have lawful standing in this country when they continuously incriminate themselves for the actions that they're responsible for creating or exhibiting. Americans, let me say this as a word of encouragement. You have everything in the world going for you. You just have to, like Thomas Edison rightly said, you have to be the strength of the Constitution. You have to be the law in condemning the wicked. It starts in the capitals. And Scripture is interesting, folks, because I'm thinking of Deuteronomy. I'm thinking of Exodus, more so Deuteronomy right now. But the Lord said, go ahead and put those laws up. Plaster them up. And this will be a testimony against them when they violate my law. This is what you're going to find in every capital throughout the United States of America. So how is it that the little itty-bitty portion of corruption in this country has convinced you that they are in charge? Especially when we are one nation under God. Psalm 33, verse 12. We have everything going for us, folks. Everything. Daniel Webster said, inscription on the walls of the Capitol, no government is respectable, which is not just. See, now what's happening is the American people have now accustomed and submitted themselves into just making fun of those that they are now submitted to. Well, here I'm here to tell you, folks, if you're going to allow that, let's call it out for what it is. The joke's on you, not on them. Americans, let me just say this. It's time to impeach and prosecute every single corrupt politician. Therein lies the answer that you declare that you want, and it's up to us to do it lawfully. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, U.S. Constitution. We're going to be right back up with Alex Newman in just a moment here.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so folks, over the last, month, we have been highlighting this book right here, Soldier of the Cross. And they've literally been flying off the shelves. As a matter of fact, last week we had someone order 50 of them for all of his church members. A couple days prior to that, 30 to D.C., where an older gentleman ordered it for all of his church elders as well. And I'm just here to tell you, folks, this book is applicable. It's premised on testimonial. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. And we are not talking out of school. That's not a good place to put yourself, but it's all premised on the Word of God, going back to the old past, studying those that have gone before us, Hebrews 13:7, concerning the faith, and understanding who it is that we are rather than what the modern-day spirit wants to believe that we are not. And we're not going to go down that road. So we're going to hit this off real quick. I just did an interview with this man right here. His name is Alex Newman. And in the process of doing that, he had taken the time to read the book. And Alex, before I kind of engage you to answer some of the questions concerning the book that you read, and I totally appreciate your time in doing so. Can you go ahead and share with everybody as to who you are and exactly what it is that you do across the country? Because I believe that your apparatus is much of what we have here over at the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Well, thank you, Bradley. I think God has given us both a similar calling. I am a journalist, but first and foremost, I'm a Christian, and so I think this should be the case for all Christians. You are a Christian first, and then your profession or your vocation second. So if you're a farmer, you're a Christian farmer. If you're a plumber, you're a Christian plumber, and you glorify God by fixing pipes and helping people to keep good sanitation in their house. So I am a Christian journalist, and I actually go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. That's kind of like my motto, if you will, in my journalism. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, or some translations say expose them. And so I just feel incredibly blessed and honored that the Lord has called me to reprove and expose evildoers and the unfruitful works of darkness 6 days a week, 51 weeks out of the year. It's a great pleasure. I write for a lot of different publications. I have my own company, Liberty Sentinel Media. We produce a lot of different content, articles, shows, nationally syndicated radio, TV, articles for a lot of the best publications, some of the biggest publications in the country. I write for the Epoch Times. I serve as senior editor and foreign correspondent for the New American Magazine. I do books, and I do it all to glorify God. And it's just an honor and privilege, and thank you for having me, Bradley.
Absolutely. Well, I guess that was a good self-representation. And the reason I ask you that is because there's still a lot of stuff that I don't know about Alex Newman. But I do got to tell you this. It's refreshing to hear someone call it for what it is rather than playing the diplomat. And you all well know what Benjamin Franklin rightly said about diplomacy. He said it's seduction in another guise. And it's exactly right. I have no time for any of that. I mean, I see things as black and white, Alex, because that's what I see Scripture as, black and white. There is no lukewarm. In Revelation 3, we clearly see where Jesus said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. So, in other words, the Lord is telling us to come out from among them, 2 Corinthians 6:17, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, as he talked about in Ephesians 11. And I also see as James 4:4, what says friendship with the world is enmity with God. I see you standing on that side, too. But there's a difference between me and you, because everybody can see you visually, and if they can't, you can go ahead and get the download on Rumble, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms. Right before I did the interview with you, I had said you're overdressed for the interview. Can you be so bold as to what you had said to me during that particular time? Because it's really true in a lot of ways as to what you said. Could you explain that, please?
Sure, happy to, Bradley. And so, you know, we live in a world where appearances mean a lot to a lot of people. So my preference for clothing style is very much like yours. When I'm out on my own, I'm wearing a ball cap. I'm wearing typically a T-shirt or maybe some kind of Hawaiian shirt. But when I'm doing TV programs, when I'm out speaking to political leaders, pastors, things like that, you know, a lot of them, they grew up probably in a previous generation to believe that if you're not wearing a suit, if you're not wearing a tie, that somehow you cannot be taken seriously. I personally don't agree with that idea, but one of the quotes from Scripture that you mentioned during our interview, you want to be all things to all men for the sake of Christ, for the sake of the gospel. And so if it's going to interfere with a pastor or a political leader or even a plumber, a janitor, anybody taking seriously what I'm sharing, that's why I throw on a tie and a coat and those types of things. But it certainly is not my my preferred. I actually call it a costume when I'm with friends and family. So.
Well, I thought it was fantastic when you said it, because you said it. I'm not used to that. People are always, or they're calling me in or do an interview or to do their church, do their meetings to say for them what they're unwilling to say for themselves. But you had said it, so I thought that was a kind of a kick in the pants for a better way to say it. Saul Alinsky said this, and this is the first thing I thought of when you said what you said to me during that interview. True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within, and we see that in politics. Do you see exactly what this guy's talking about, how they want to go under false pretenses in a feigned matter to be something that they are clearly not, and in so many different ways the opposite is true? Can you go ahead and tell me what your thoughts are on that?
It's so funny that you mentioned that, Bradley, because as you were talking, I was thinking about Van Jones, who, of course, was a disciple of Saul Alinsky.
Yep.
He was Obama's green czar until some of his really radical stuff started getting exposed. He was on record telling a newspaper that he was a Maoist revolutionary, things like that. And so there's this famous quote from him that we forsake the radical appearance, I guess, for the sake of the radical ends. And he actually specifically said, that's why I'm putting on a suit and tie and things, so that, the mainstream public will look at me and think that I'm like them. You know, I'm like a trustworthy guy on TV and things. I think that's one of the reasons that I dress like this when I'm doing media and things like that, is just because there are some people who do look at an appearance, they look at a tie and they say, wow, this guy, he must be really credible because he's got a tie on. Frankly, you know, as Christians, we don't look, we're not supposed to look at the outside of a person. In fact, the Bible's got some harsh words on that. Is if a guy comes into your church and doesn't look very good and you tell him, well, why don't you go sit in the back? You know, there's a very serious condemnation for that. But the reality is we live in a fallen world. Some people do think that way. And for their sake, that's why I dress in this costume.
Yeah, and of course, we didn't pre-script this conversation, right? But I did have a little... question as to when you'd brought that up. And we'll just get off that topic really quick. But in all sincerity, I thought it was awesome that you were being sincere about it with giving me the answer that you gave me, because it is exactly what we see out there. As a matter of fact, I have long hair. I'm 6'5". I came out of the rock and roll world. But the good thing is the Lord doesn't, you know, skin a fish before he's actually caught. And in the process of doing that, what does he do? He takes me out and puts me back into a particular situation where it's actually relevant. And I think it's worked for what we have done across the country in the scenes that we have been used to, where the Lord has actually propelled us or actually brought us into to preach to a certain group of people, namely younger people, high schools and colleges. It works for us. It really does. And Paul said, I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. And that's exactly what it is. So I'm glad to see that we have the same heart, Alex. We have the same father. We just look a little bit different. Nothing more, nothing less. Let's get over to this. Can I hold you up for 2 segments?
Of course.
Okay, cool. Because I got a hard break coming up in 2 minutes. You had told me that you had read this book, The Soldier of the Cross. And I sent this out to about 60 people. And I've been doing quite a few interviews just off this book. And that was not my objective at all. It was just to throw it out there and see what people's take was on it. And you happened to be one of them that responded. And can you go ahead and share with us exactly what you took from The Soldier of the Cross? Because I'm as curious as anybody else listening right now.
Well, I appreciate it, Bradley. I got my copy right here. It's all earmarked up, and I got the pen notes on it and stuff. It was really, really good. And in fact, as you were introducing me, the whole, yes, there is a hard line between good and evil. There is, and one of the scriptures I've been using to introduce my talks now across the country for a couple of years now, it's a quote from our Lord, our Savior, our King, Jesus Christ. He says in Luke chapter 11, verse 23, and also in Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, that he that is not with me is against me. Mm-hmm. There's no gray here. You're not going to sit on the side lines and figure out which team do I want to join. It's not like the NFL where you could pick one of 15. The consequences are much more significant. It is black and white. You're either in the kingdom of God, you're either part of God's family adopted through Jesus Christ, or you're serving Satan. You are in Satan's kingdom. You may not know that. You may not realize that. You may be worshiping yourself or an idol or a demon, and you're still in Satan's kingdom. And notice there is no other way. There's two options. And one of the things that I love so much about your book, Bradley, is that you really bring this out. You drive it home in a way that nobody can escape from it. You're either with Christ or you're against him. Mm-hmm. If you are with him, you are automatically at war with the enemy, with sin, with the world. And Christians need to be reminded of that. It's taught from the beginning to the end of Scripture, and yet the churches, the pulpits in America are silent on it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And I'm just thinking about something John G. Lake had rightly said. He said, Christianity did not go into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. Man, does that not come across to you as a different gospel than the one that we're seeing being exhibited or displayed by the modern-day church in America? I'm going to ask that question to you in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We are talking with our friend Alex Newman out of Florida right now. You're in Florida, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, cool. You're suffering in Florida. We are in Minnesota right now. But, folks, we'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. China threatening Taiwan was a topic during the third GOP presidential debate last night. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said we need to modernize our military and arm Taiwan. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said we need more naval ships and the future of freedom is in the Indo-Pacific. The general consensus, though, was we needed to support our military against China. The White House taking note of the substantial voter turnout in support of abortion rights. According to Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the significance of that election night cannot be overstated. Defense officials say the U.S. conducted an airstrike on a weapons storage facility in eastern Syria used by Iranian-backed militants. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he's fully prepared to take the necessary measures to protect U.S. personnel. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We got our friend here, Alex Newman, out of Florida right now, and we're getting to know him right now as well as you are. And in the process, we were just talking about, well, here it is right here, right in front of you, folks. Oh, Adam, upside down here, Soldier of the Cross. And he was just basically giving his feedback on the book. And again, I'm not applying for any of this. It's unsolicited, but I totally appreciate it at every given step. So without further ado, what I want to do is pull our friend back in, and I want to propose another question for you, and you'll probably seen this. This is George Barna, Alex, and this was a a poll? Not necessarily, but we know that this is what he does. George Barna from the Barna Research Group found that after surveying pastors across the country as to why they were not preaching out against the sins of the nation, this is what he said. He said, what we are finding is that when we ask them, the pastors, about all the key issues of the day, 90% of them telling us in response, yes, the Bible speaks to every one of these issues. Then we ask them, well, are you teaching your people what the Bible says about those issues? And the numbers drop to less than 10% of the pastors who will actually speak out against the issues that are commanded by the church to speak out against. What are your thoughts, and are you seeing this across the country like we are, Alex?
Yeah, there's no question about it, Bradley. The church and much of the leadership of the church in the United States has really become very, very cowardly. It pains me to say that. I understand why some of these pastors are scared. They're worried that someone is going to put them on a hate group list. Someone's going to stop tithing. The local fake media is going to attack them and tell the whole community that they're bigots or that they're homophobes or Islamophobes or right-wing radical extremists who want to criminalize the mass murder of babies, conveniently called the choice. We know that that's what's going on. And I talked to a lot of these pastors. In fact, yesterday, I got home from teaching at a pastor's conference in Pennsylvania. So I talked to a lot of pastors, and I think some of them are starting to get a spine. But as you were talking, Acts chapter 17 came to mind. In Acts chapter 17, you have this interesting thing that God's people are out, they're preaching in this city, and the men of the city, the authorities, are really upset. They actually drag Jason and some of the brothers before city authorities, and they're shouting, "These men have turned the world upside down, and they've come here also." And it's interesting because Jason, it says this, Jason has received them. They're all acting against the decrees of Caesar, and they're saying what? Not Jesus loves you. They're saying there is another king. King Jesus. And when the city authorities heard these things, they were greatly disturbed, and hey, bad things happened to some of these people. They were persecuted, just like Jesus promised was going to happen to us. All those who live righteously in Christ Jesus shall be persecuted. Well, a lot of the people who are supposed to be helping to shepherd the flock don't want to be persecuted. They like their comfortable life. They like their big bank accounts. They like the smoke machines. They like having a good relationship with all the political people, and they like to be big shots at the cocktail parties. And they don't want what God promised us we were going to face if we were faithful to his calling, which is people are going to hate us. People are going to want to come after us. People are going to want to attack us. They're going to persecute us. They don't want that. And so, frankly, I think a lot of the people behind the pulpits today in America, and I say this with all due respect, a lot of them ought to find another calling. Because if you're going to do this kind of work, you have to have a backbone of steel. You have to put your faith and trust in God, and you have to recognize they're going to hate you. They're going to come after you.
There's a woman named Mariah Woodworth Etter, and she comes to my aid right now just in thought concerning what you're talking about. And this is at the turn of the century. And she had a miraculous ministry. I don't know all the details of this, but what she had said struck me as being spot on. And she had said, those that want to be in the pulpit, she said, they're called of the devil. Those that don't want to be there, they're called of God. And when you look at that scripturally, we're commanded by God to make distinction between the works of the flesh and the works of the spirit, John 3:6. And you can see those people that are in the pulpits today, you can really equate those to John 10:12, where it talks about hirelings. They're not there protecting the sheep from the wolves. They're opening the doors wide open to the wolves. And so when it comes down, or when it comes to a matter of respecting, to me, it's not, I'm not here on this planet I'm not here seeking the approbation of men, Alex. I'm here to please God, and the way to please God is to hold to his word, regardless if anybody likes it or not, that I might not offend him in my ministry. And my job to men is love worketh no ill. I owe them the truth, and I'm going to tell them the truth because I respect the body of Christ. So I have no problem making distinction, and I'm thinking Ezekiel 44:23. But this is what I think of as well. There's too many people in the pulpits in America today that have absolutely no business being there, and they need to repent for what they've done. They're playing a dangerous game, and I think of people that are self-willed. They call themselves to the ministry. There's too much of that going on in this country, because when they get up to the pulpit, you can see what it is that they're moved by, and it's not the Holy Ghost who comes to preach forth the Word of God to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. It's there to please the men, lest they offend them, and they're okay in the process of offending God. And I'll say one more thing, and you can go ahead and comment if you would. I'm thinking of John 21 as well, where when Jesus, after his resurrection, after his passion on Calvary there, said to Peter, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said, "Feed my sheep." And then Jesus said to him again, "Do you love me, Peter?" And he said, "Yes, you know that I love you, Lord." He said, "Feed my lambs." And then he asked a third time. Remember, Peter got jacked about it, got angry about it. And he said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And then what did he say to him? And this is, if you have ears to hear, you can hear this. If not, you've got to get to the position where you can and ask the Lord for it in his mercy. When you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go. But when you're called by God, when you're old, another will take you whithersoever you do not want to go. And look at the way Peter was martyred. Look at the 11 of the 12 that were martyred. And it's interesting how there's so many people today, Alex, that say they love Jesus. You see them dancing around the cross, but when it's time for them to bear the cross, they're MIA in every direction. And I'm talking about outside of the walls of the church, because that was one of the things that when we started getting busy in ministry, it's been nothing but being busy in the sense of seeking and saving that which is lost, regardless of we're an apostle or a prophet or a teacher, an evangelist or a pastor. It matters not. We all do the work of an evangelist. But that is one of the things that I've continuously seen across the country, where there's too many men in the pulpits today that fear the face of man because they don't fear the face of God. What say you?
I agree with you 1,000%, Bradley. And I can't put a number on it, but I can tell you that you drive through America, it's a very unique country. Parts of Europe, they've got the churches everywhere, but America is really unique in that you can go through towns and you can see, five or six churches on one city block. But how many of those churches are actually biblical churches, real churches, in the true sense that they are part of the body of Christ, that God is using them to accomplish his purposes on this planet? In Acts chapter 20, verse 27, Paul writes to the Ephesians, he said, "I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God."
Amen.
Now, the whole counsel of God is not 52 different sermons on John 3:16. John 3:16 is important. God put it in there for a reason. But there are other parts to the scriptures. What does God teach about education? What does he teach about government? What does he teach about salvation? What does he teach about Satan? What does he teach about the powers and principalities that we are at war with? What does he teach about work? What does he teach about all these different areas of life? The reality is they don't want to teach on those areas because the IRS might come after them, because they might offend someone, because people might stop tithing. And there's another one. Yes, there are the hirelings. These are the people who really don't care much. And then there is, in Acts chapter 20, we read about the wolves that will come in among you, the false teachers, like vicious wolves, coming in and teaching false doctrine, teaching heresy, actually helping to condemn people to hell by teaching false doctrine. And unfortunately, this has become ubiquitous. There are churches all across this country that look like churches that unfortunately are helping to make people comfortable on their way to hell. And if you truly love people, and God called us to love even our enemies, we are to pray even for those who persecute us. If you truly love them, the last thing in the world that you would want is for them to end up in hell for all eternity. So you'll tell them the truth. If a pastor's not willing to tell the truth, then obviously they need to be finding another job.
Exactly right. And there's a whole lot of that across this country in a big way. I've got you for three more minutes. So what I didn't tell you is at the end of George Barna's research concerning those pastors that were unwilling to actually speak out against the issues, he said when researchers asked those pastors what else that they are willing to do besides just speak out against it, in other words, be active and actually being a part of the answer rather than a part of the problem, Isaiah 58, verse 12, Barna said, crickets. He said almost nothing was spoken back to him. For the last 2 minutes that I have you, he found also that the number one reason that they failed to speak out against the issues was that they cared more about attendance. The second reason was their offerings, and the rest of their top priorities were the number of programs they had in place, the staff, and believe it or not, the square footage of what they had inside of their churches. So with 1.5 minutes, I'm going to go ahead and let you go ahead and finish off that thought of yours, and then please tell us also a little bit about yourself as to how we can find you as well.
Well, thank you, Bradley, and I think that is a perfect summary of the same thing that I have seen and that you have seen. I mean, you cannot travel across this country and not see that that is exactly the reality. And unfortunately, this is what a lot of the seminaries are teaching. This is a lot of what even the supposedly conservative seminaries are teaching. Church growth strategies. And you got to have just the right smoke machine and just the right lighting and disco feeling so that people will want to come in. It's simply ludicrous, right? We don't go to church to hear good music or smoke machines. Worship is important, but the Word of God is important. Feeding the flock is important. And, one of the areas where I think this has become more obvious than anywhere, and this has been a passion of mine for over a decade now, Bradley, is the area of education. The Bible teaches so much on education, and shepherds, true shepherds, would want to protect the flock, especially the little ones in the flock, from being corrupted by Satan and the world and sin, and yet they don't say anything about it because they're going to offend someone. We have got to get the churches turned around on this front, and I believe God has called you into this ministry for that reason and others, Bradley, because somebody's got to speak the hard truth to these pastors. So my personal website, libertysentinel.org, if people want to follow me, I'm there. I'm on all the social media, and I really appreciate you having me on. I do a show that goes out through a bunch of networks. You were just kind enough to join me for that, so thank you, Bradley, and let's keep in touch. Anything I can do to help you, I would be honored to do it.
Totally appreciate it. Our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. That was good. Alex Newman is, we've known him for some time, but we're getting to know him more and more. And it's really cool to meet other people that are out there actually doing the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry. And I want you to know who those people are, because they are hard to find. And with that, we just appreciate the guy, and I appreciate the fact that he is the opposite as far as the way we look and probably act in a lot of ways, different callings, but the fact that the matter is out there doing the same thing, preaching the same message. And regardless of the fivefold ministry or not, apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, or pastor, our end aim is all the same. And it is to glorify Christ, John 15:8, period, just so you all know, okay? one more segment. I gotta do my best to get some things in here. I want to play a video for you, too, that is highly offensive. But this is what they're trying to normalize. Yesterday, I took the time to show you that an outlet, matter of fact, let me go ahead and look down as to what the outlet is. It was NewYorkDailyNews.com that reported, according to Virginia delegate Danica Roem, made history Tuesday night as the first openly transgender person elected to a state senate in the South. In a historic year for LGBTQ candidates across the United States of America. And then it talked about how 200 other sodomites, lesbians, homosexuals, as they create more names for their mental illnesses, it's interesting that they want you to believe that somehow or another they were voted in by the people, as if to suggest to send the message to the American people, we can't wait to get more of their abuses, their attacks and their abuses, not only on us, those that stand up against their illegalities of what it is that they're advocating for, but also we just cannot wait until they attack more children. And I spent some time yesterday highlighting the fact that the Boy Scouts themselves had to pay out $3 billion concerning men-on-boy crimes in just a very short amount of time. Okay. Now, this is what I want you to get. They want you to believe, first of all, the media. And I'm here to tell you, the only way that you're going to believe what they just told you concerning how the people just overwhelmingly voted them in, I want you to contemplate something, friends. Okay. Do y'all remember Target trying to normalize the LGBTQ just last summer? And how it is that they lost billions and billions and billions of dollars. But the media told you that they were just voted in. Opposite to what the facts are, okay? And then it's interesting that Target market cap loss went up to $7 billion in revenue losses. But the media wants you to believe that the people in these states voted in these sodomites. Are you following me? Hey, folks, the only way that they get away with it is if you believe their lies. And I've said this before, but I say this in a different way, but I'm going to say the same thing. They know how to lie better than most of you know how to tell the truth. Because if you really truly knew the truth, you would stand up against their lies and expose them for who they are. Okay? And then also consider, friends, with this historic amount of homosexuals and lesbians that just somehow or another won office. Did you forget just 6 months ago, friends, Bud Light also losing $5 billion for promoting crimes against nature? In other words, the American people stood up and resisted. They condemned it. They distance themselves from these crimes. And why wouldn't they when they're against God's law, which we clearly understand? Again, the media wants you to believe that we just can't wait for more of their unlawful and abusive attacks. This is what they want you to believe. Yesterday I told you this is exactly what Adolf Hitler said. I've been telling you this for the last 5 years, over the last 5 years, and it's exactly what they're doing here. The worst of the states that we have right now have sodomites as governors, or they're sympathizers with the sodomite agenda. Okay, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Now, that's what's going to happen if you give this a pass. Okay, this is a fact. Listen, folks, I don't care if the bad guys are tracking me and listening to me because it applies to them too. Dummies just don't realize it yet because they fail to look to history. Okay? Doesn't matter to me what they say. I know some people are very skittish. No, I want you to know, because the bad guys are going to stand before the Lord, and the Lord's going to say, my servant told you, and you refused to listen on Judgment Day. Because all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10, Revelation 21, starting in verse 8. It matters not what man has to say about this. Everybody needs to know this. When you disobey God and you advocate for what he condemns, you have the wrath of God abiding upon yourself, and you are playing a very dangerous game. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. Ask Satan, who was created by our Father. Ask him, who was cast from the heavens. Ask him, who's going to spend all of his time where he belongs. Ask him. You know, I wish there's a lot, I'm sure there's a lot of people in hell right now that wish they could come back and tell you, like the rich man in Luke 16, but they can't. They didn't want to listen to Bradley. They didn't want to listen to the preacher talking about the Word of God and warning men to flee from the wrath to come. They didn't want to listen to that. Nope. Do yourself a favor and understand, I know what I tell you is absolutely true. My faith is not found in man, not in a preacher. It's found in Christ and what the Holy Ghost has done in me. This is the point that I want to make because I only got a couple minutes here. Listen carefully. How many times have we highlighted voter fraud here? I don't care how many people have been sued because they say it's not true. But what I always do is I always show you how the mainstream media is saying that voter fraud is just, it's not true. It's fictitious. Oh, really? Really? I want you to look up at the screen, sonsoflibertymedia.com. These are the people that have been busted for voter fraud just this year. Name after name, state after state. And outside of the ones that we've highlighted already on sonsoflibertymedia.com, here is a whole new load of people that have been busted for voter fraud. And the mainstream media wants you to believe. They want you to believe them this time, folks, that they're telling you the truth. There is no truth in them, John 8:44. These are all the people that have been busted, and I'm scrolling, and I'm scrolling, and I'm scrolling, and I'm scrolling, and I'm scrolling. All the names of the people that have been busted just on this list alone for voter fraud across the United States of America. All these different names are in different states. New Jersey, New Hampshire, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island again, Tennessee, Texas, Minnesota, Michigan. Look at this, folks. But the mainstream media said it doesn't exist. Wisconsin doesn't exist, folks. Nope, it exists. Remember what I told you, California, West Virginia, Colorado, Florida. They don't want you to believe anything else but what they tell you to believe. And that is exactly the play of a totalitarian system of government. And the only way that they get away with this is when you believe their lies. I'm still scrolling, folks. All the names of those that have been busted all across the country for voter fraud. But the media said it doesn't exist. I want to show you it does exist. And I'm showing you right now by the fruit hanging on their corrupt branches that they are lying to you one more time. Oh, hey, you know, the Bible's clear in Proverbs 19:9. It says, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. But they keep playing games with their own souls. Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania again, Tennessee, Texas, West Virginia, Colorado, Connecticut's here. Look at this. I'm still scrolling. Illinois, not making it up, folks, but the mainstream media said, nope, there's no voter fraud. Maryland, Minnesota, Mississippi, North Carolina. Oh, my goodness, look at all the voter fraud. The individuals that have been busted for voter fraud in North Carolina. Oh, my goodness, it goes on and on. North Dakota. Whoa, look at that, New Jersey. And folks, I'm not trying to pass time. I'm trying to show you how long this list is. Ohio, Oklahoma, again, Pennsylvania, over and over again, Texas again. I'm still scrolling. Look at this. Consistently scrolling for the last, what, 4 or 5 minutes? These are all of the people that have been busted for voter fraud in the United States of America. But again, friends, I end the show with this. Indiana's another one. Kansas is another one. Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri. Folks, there's no voter fraud. Oh, yeah, folks, this is how they're getting away with what they're getting away with. The American people need to go beyond them controlling this game. Because this is how, in fact, they're appointing and establishing controlled operatives throughout the United States of America to further enslave.
Oh. No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban,
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.